Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. is not considering blanket bank deposit insurance without working with Congress. A Senate subcommittee had asked Yellen whether protections for all U.S. deposits would require congressional approval. She also said that the heads of recently failed American banks should be held accountable. Top executives at First Republic Bank have agreed to forego their bonuses for 2023 and some other pay. The bank has lost more than 88% in market value this year. It's grappling with a crisis in confidence in some regional banks. Washington and the banking industry have been trying to keep First Republic from becoming the next bank to collapse. Across the Atlantic in France, more strikes are set against President Emmanuel Macron's push to reform the pension system. Public transportation, schools, and refineries are likely to be impacted. It's now been more than 2 months since French unions began a series of walkouts and marches. Macron wants to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Neither billionaire Jim Ratcliffe nor the Qatari consortium interested in buying Manchester United have reportedly submitted improved bids for the British football club. According to Sky News, both bidders have been granted extensions to last night's deadline to increase their offers. The groups are competing to acquire the club from the American Glazer family.